On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Audio Whiplash Podcast. Welcome. Rob over there. He's just waiting. Just waiting.
Just waiting.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Lowering the boom, actually. Matt over here. Couple of things to get to.
How are you doing?
No one ever asks, man.
I ask.
Oh.
You need to get a better quality of co-host.
Well, that's true. At least a more thoughtful one.
Yeah.
I'm good, man. Things are good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm glad.
I understood you wanted to lead our listenership into a high-end conversation on modern literature. I'm going to let you do that.
That is not true at all. And you've now...
Have I painted this poorly?
Yes. You've left me with a huge step back. Well, no, I love to read. And as the listener may or may not know... my profession is, well, I work in a library, right? That is what I do. I know everybody's thinking, I knew that. I could totally get that from that guy.
Sure.
Librarian type, written all over him. But I do love to read, right? Goes without saying.
Nerd.
AV Club. Yeah, not at all.
Listen up, some of you fuckers, because based on some of the tweets and comments we get, you could stand to read a little more.
Right. Open your fucking mind holes.
I'm going to toss some
rain cold hard facts. No.
No, it's not.
Anyways, what I've been reading recently is what I'm reading right now is The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. Right. Have you heard of The Book Thief?
I have not heard of The Book Thief.
Okay. Man, it is an interesting read. So Zusak is an Australian author.
And I'm familiar with Australia. I've heard of this place.
Yeah, Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, which is
right
just above Canada in the...
Alphabet.
Yeah. Exactly. See,
that's about the only
place. See, you guys have learned a pile right here, right now. No, anyways... for any of you who have read it, you'll know where I'm going with this, but honestly, it's been a bit of a hard chew, right, to get through, right? It doesn't flow. It's not going to, but Zusak is got an incredible use of the English language. To me, his descriptions are amazing, right? Stuff like she had jowls like slander, honestly, to me. You know, or jowls that slandered her face. Like, I just, to me, that's like...
It's not great news.
what is it? But I'm honestly, as somebody who goes in for theater of the mind type
absolutely.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, knock so hard that it bruised the flesh of the door. Like, these sorts of things, I just, you get it, right? You know? Or heap scorn on her, like suicide. It's, you know, these sorts of things.
Can I ask you what year this book was written-ish?
'05?
Oh, okay.
07?
Yeah, okay.
It's a fairly recent book, but it's narrated by Death. Honestly, it takes place.
Wow.
It follows a girl who's 10 to 14 in the book, I think. Right. And she lives in Nazi Germany between 39 and 43 ish.
Okay.
Right.
Is her name Anne?
Ilse Memminger, I believe.
Frank.
And so anyways, to me, what is really is her foster father is a bit of a, he sort of plays the sort of the moral compass in the story where, you go from a country that is just like any other, I think. Right. And who bites on this whole anti-Semitism thing and
sounding familiar here, folks.
And Jews aren't people and all these sorts of things. And man, it's how quick and how thin the veneer of civility is in society. Right. Where it's just so easy to go to. And to me, I think in this day and age of PC, you know, culture that we have going on here, you think, well, that could never happen here. That could never.
Oh, man.
Right. You know,
it's right beneath.
Turns on a dime, right, in terms of, okay, you know what? Ooh, hate the Jews, right? And just how they, and I think we forget, right? It's become very vanilla, right? Our view on history and those sorts of things. And
man, it's not long ago. What are we talking? 60 years, right? Like 70, well, I guess now.
70 but now. 70 now. But you know, when they talk about
that's not
in,
a long
in her
time.
In her village and they're marching Jews through to go to Dachau at that time.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where they're heading to and they're emaciated and they're starving. And these are people who were cobblers, who were tailors, who were all these sorts of things, right? And I think and to me I bring it up only because it's jarring to read the book. And I'm a history major.
Yeah.
That's what I went to school for. And you go, yeah, I know that happened in the Holocaust and all these other things and what happens. And
you're looking at it now. You're seeing right now a second revised travel ban on these people are okay and these people are not.
Right.
Like you're looking at it in 2017.
And just to me, it's a shot across the bow. It's a wake up call, right? That everyone needs to look at, right? These and I'm not equating Trump to Hitler.
I kind of am,
but I'm simply saying,
Der Führer,
that thing that you think you have
stop
that says
tweeting,
I know better and I know all these things. Take a look around, people.
Do you not think?
Take a look around.
There's a certain amount. The landscape was very different, obviously, and without becoming a history show, because at least 50% of the table is not qualified for that. When World War II started, or at least the ramp up to World War II in Germany, Germany was pissed off. They had
the Treaty of Versailles
held down by everything that happened in World War I, had been completely told by the rest of the world, this is how you're going to be from now on. And essentially, it was weak. You're going to be weak from now on. And eventually, the people went, fuck you, right? Like, and someone came along at the right time trumpeting these things that you know.
A little dark-haired Austrian.
Yeah, saying strong Germany. And everyone went, yeah, let's fucking do that. And so, again, you can't quite equate it with what's happened with Brexit and with Trump in the United States. But there was a significant number of white men. Let me just get through this one last that would never publicly admit it, but they had to exist for Trump to get elected, that a significant number of middle-class, average white men that walked up to the voting booth, looked over their shoulder and made sure no one was looking, pulled the curtain, and voted for, yeah, fuck everybody else.
Somebody's got to be to blame for my shitty existence.
Right. And that's what happened. There's not enough lunatics to have voted him in. Average people went, yeah, you know what? I'd never admit it to my friends, but he's making a lot of sense. That's how these things start.
Take a look at my paycheck. And that's and this is what I'm saying. And so had I let you finish, which you asked for.
I did.
That is where I was going.
Yeah.
Right? Is you have to – an environment has to be created, whether it's the ending of World War One and the Treaty of Versailles and the sanctions placed against the German people and how they have to suffer through that, and you need a boatload of – a wheelbarrow full of cash to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Right?
Literally.
Literally. And people are – that pisses people off like nobody's business. And you go, I'm living on fucking nothing. We are a smart, proud. We have a huge, rich history of war and coming together and conquering and owning our region. We don't need to suffer under these sanctions.
Right.
Right? And so this is we're talking to a lesser extent. And sure. And really I didn't sure. start I didn't bring it up.
But
you do look at on a lesser extent, right? When you hear things like "Make America Great," you look at magazines that are printed where they just it could be better house and home, it could be good living, it could be today's woman, and you have the American flag in behind it,
yeah,
because it's a very powerful message, right? What you're selling is that. Make America great again. We can all get behind this.
Yep. This right? affects all of us, right? We're all
yeah, we have a, why, my vision why are we not and, great? Why are we not great like we used to be?
Right.
Well, let's look around. Well, it's fucking you.
Yeah. So.
And so anyways, to me, I am about 20% left to read in the book. Again, a meaty chew, really a rich read. Love the language he uses. A great book.
Hit the title and author once more.
Marcus Zusak, Zusak. The Book Thief.
Okay.
Check it out. Honestly, do yourself the favor.
Yeah. My current reading is a little less. I'm currently in the middle of something on a guy who spent over a year as a prisoner in North Korea. So it's got a little less current event tied to it, but.
Man, I just finished listening to Imperium, right? Which is on the life and times of Cicero.
That'd be all right too.
Yeah. So yeah. To me, you know what, whatever you, but I'm going to move from this to Wilbur Smith, right? Fiction author again, very light. So you know what, you need to read for entertainment. And if you can learn through that,
sure,
perfect.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter what you're reading. I know I saw that copy of Danielle Steele.
Why wouldn't I?
I know. Well, you know what? She's kind of hot.
I was more looking at the guy with his nipple showing on the cover. I was like, this is going to be good.
Okay, but he's wearing a kilt.
Yep.
Who doesn't find that to be mildly entertaining?
Scene.
In the library business, we call that a hairy arm novel. Drives the women crazy to marry a rogue.
Yeah.
You know.
An outlander.
Dance
or a
with
Highlander,
a dance with a
called.
Duke. Those sorts of things.
Dance with the Duke. Isn't that a strip club downtown?
Yeah. Okay.
Male strip club. Yeah,
here we are, ladies.
Whatever.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We've come full circle. This is the only place a whiplash goes, right? Yeah.
Speaking of dancing with the Duke, there is some controversy surrounding Disney right now.
Barry the Bishop.
As burying it in what is really what's the problem here.
Well, that's where we're going here.
Yeah.
Wait for it. That's the teaser right there.
There is a live action version of Beauty and the Beast set to be released. A classic Disney story. Book for a while. They did an animated movie. I'm sure there's been a live action movie before. I've only ever seen the other animated one that came out in the 80s or 90s.
How about that 80s TV show?
There was an 80s Beauty and the Beast TV show?
Oh, yes, there was.
Really?
Yeah.
With like the dancing lamp and stuff?
Honestly, I want to think the woman, the mother from Terminator 2 was in the TV show. I can't remember her name, but Hamilton. Linda Hamilton?
Could be.
Honestly,
they're asking the wrong guy.
I am throwing this out here. I'm throwing it out here now. Not like everybody who's listening to this can't either.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. But yeah. That's the beauty of live.
Yeah.
podcasting.
We're just out here hitting you with it, and it's at Tall Can Audio, at Captain Blowhard, if you've got her name. I don't remember the
I thought it was Linda Hamilton, and I'm throwing it out there now, and I'm not even sure that's who was in Terminator 2.
And I'm not sure there was actually a series of Beauty and the Beast. So.
No, but there was a TV series in the 80s. Absolutely, okay. There was.
Have you seen the cartoon? Because I think that's what most people here are going to be.
Okay, you sent me
with.
The thing saying first gay character
in a Disney.
And I'm thinking those two candlesticks.
Lumiere.
Come on, honestly. Yeah.
He already seemed gay.
He was gay. Honestly, he's gay. Don't give me that.
Okay. So this is a live action version. It's not a cartoon. So I guess it's going to be geared
Emma Stone.
Is going to be geared towards a slightly older audience, right? And animated is going to be for a little younger. But this is Beauty and the Beast presented by Disney. There's going to be – it's a family movie. And they are actively pursuing the idea. And they've announced this long before this – that they would start to incorporate more gay characters and try and –
Well, LeFou.
LeFou, I think.
LeFou.
I think it's pronounced LeFou.
I think it's L-E-F-O-U. LeFou.
Okay. You're probably right. I don't remember. And anything I have to go on is off the
cartoon. He's sort of the manservant who...
Of Gaston.
Exactly. Who is very masculine and whatever else. And LeFou. I'm pretty sure it's LeFou.
Fights like Gaston. No one writes like that. Sorry. I remember the cartoon a little, man.
Goddamn, look at this guy, man. And that's the second non-Eddie Vedder Bob Dylan version we've seen tonight.
I think it's too hard on my singing most of the time.
No. I call a spade, man. You're out there.
Yeah.
And now, you know what? Honestly, he's got a future destined in Broadway. Shaved legs.
Obviously.
Yes.
I'm going to be a rocket.
Look for it in off Broadway.
Way
off Broadway.
Like Ottawa.
No, more like Hudson, Quebec.
Do you have any kind of look? I think you. No matter when you do this, no matter how you introduce it, there's going to be people who object to when you start to expose these sorts of things.
And you know what?
But as it becomes more a societal norm, I guess
Disney is the issue here, right?
Yes,
it's the Disney title. You are totally already accustomed to and have accepted this in all varieties. You look at the backlash that came with Pixar's Finding Dory, right? They had the clip where there's these two women and they're pushing a stroller, and the stroller is an octopus sucking a soother.
Okay.
And the two women are shocked because they're expecting their baby in there. And the backlash is, oh, yeah, these two women, clearly lesbians, who have this baby, and you have that in a cartoon? It's for kids? So already they've had this sort of backlash.
Well, and that is, like you said, it's a Pixar thing, but that's a Disney, as I'm sure you're alluding to, right?
Right. And so there's
they've made it very clear they're doing this. Right?
Well, like, Elsa from Frozen, right? The big groundswell of get a girlfriend for Elsa. She's going to be the first lesbian because she's clearly has these traits of.
She likes to golf and she has short hair.
She plays softball and women's hockey, and it's crazy what she goes in for. It's cold weather. It's all kinds of – it's a Northern Hemisphere thing. No, you know what? It's – to me, it's kids don't care. It's parents who get bent about this.
So in that vein, does Disney doing this – is that a positive? Will it lead to more kids growing up going, yeah, okay, that's just what happens. Sometimes it's men and women, sometimes
kids
it's
are
men
already
and men.
Kids are already there. It's parents who aren't.
And you're seeing now parents boycotting this, certain theaters saying we won't show this and what. Do you think this would be met differently if it was another animated version of it? Because that's clearly pushed right at kids.
Yeah. Great question.
Because that's got to be next. And I mean, if you're saying it already happened, and I've seen Finding Nemo, I haven't seen Finding Dory, right? If they're already hinting at it in the animated
right. Well,
ones,
and it's always there. Characters who are, you know, less than masculine, and kids get, how about Bugs Bunny with lipstick and a dress?
Second or third string show?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. But you know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah. Yeah.
It's you go,
What's Bugs doing?
I kind of like what Bugs has got going on.
I think
on
we
there.
Titled the last audio Whiplash Buggering Bugs Bunny. So.
Well, 50% of us titled it that.
I'll get you on the titling committee.
Okay. But anyways, yeah. And kids look at that and kids don't think about it twice.
No.
Right? It's to me, it's.
So is this a healthy way to start it? Disney just going, yeah, here it is. Because here's the thing. On the movie, if it's LeFou, that's what we're calling him, he is Gaston's buddy or manservant or whatever you want to call him. And he's kind of – there's no out-and-out gay scenes. They're not kissing. They're not whatever. But he's kind of wrestling with, today I want to be Gaston. Tomorrow
– I want to hug him and, maybe kiss him. I'm not entirely sure.
And so they say – they didn't want to spoil the movie, but towards the end, there's a scene where everyone kind of becomes – but they're kind of more – rather than having an out-and-out gay character, a guy who's wrestling with where he's at now.
And this isn't cartoon.
No.
Right? And so you look at it and go, okay, how's that different than you look at Mercutio from Romeo – Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah.
So Romeo is that brooding, masculine, whatever else, and his friend Mercutio is that LeFou in this –
Where you look
at him and go, does he want to?
There's two love stories in that.
For sure it is. And part of it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mercutio loves Romeo.
Right. Don't we all?
All right. I'm a big Leo DiCaprio fan. Loved his version of Romeo and Juliet.
I think you're still talking about the movie.
I am.
Okay.
But anyways, but to me, this is these sorts of things. It's totally normal.
Well, is it going to become normal? Like, is this what's – because right now, this is not normal for Disney. It's normal in society. It's not normal in how do you start to –
if you had Cinderella and Snow White locked scissoring up a fierce storm. That's not what
Cinderella.
Yeah, we're not. That's not what we're talking about, right?
I'd watch that.
Okay, well, that's one of those Futanamis or Futaris or whatever they call those.
No idea what you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, the Japanese cartoons that
anime?
All have the no, but the ones that have all these. Anyways,
okay,
I'll have to look that up too. LeFou and. Futari.
Ancient fucking video game.
Loved it. Missile Command.
Would have played
Asteroids.
That.
Asteroids. Yeah.
These also sound like other videos you could watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Asteroids.
Will not. Anyways.
People are losing their minds over this, though.
Who's losing their mind over
it? I don't know. Presumably hillbillies and fucking.
Yeah, Baptists. This is it. Honestly, it's not.
So just before we move on from this.
Well, I have a direct segue out of this.
Okay, great. And I'm going to let you have that after when we look at this, the 1,000 different animated Disney movies, right? There's been Dalmatians and Aladdin and Beauty and all these sorts of things. If any one of them, the next one that they bring out shows two women or two men openly kissing to end the movie as the love story. Is that the meltdown point? Is it animated, openly gay? Or is this something that Disney is actually should be commended for and this is where we're going and we're going to show kids this is normal? And I think they're going to face a huge fucking backlash the first time they do this. To me, animated is the line. That's where you're talking directly to kids.
Right. No, and I agree with you. This is live action. So it's sort of
it's sort of hidden, like not hidden, but it's subtle.
Well, and we don't know. We'll wait and we'll see.
Sure, but the animated Aladdin ends with Aladdin and Jasmine making out on the balcony of whatever. if it's Aladdin and the Sultan, is this a different fucking, you know, whatever might be going on? Is that when the rubber really hits the road or other places?
Or he's like the dog and he's humping the blanket. Who hasn't done that once or twice? Come on, man. Don't lie.
All right.
All right. Who hasn't? I did it last night.
Yeah. Is that really going to be the test? Openly gay, animated, and can they get away with it right now, 2017, 2018, or is that a way too big of a risk still for Disney?
Whew. It's a great question, man. It's a great question.
Where's the world? What are we ready to tolerate or present to our kids?
And clearly, it's only once.
Well, once it happens once,
this
it's out
it.
There.
This
Someone's got to be first through the glass, right? It's
yeah, and to me, I'm a 40-something, right? So, yeah. But what the hell?
Yeah.
Because I keep going back to the idea that, you know what, public displays of affection.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't want to see, if it's not me, I don't want to see him.
And his dog blanket or whatever.
Yeah, this is it. Rolled up, of course.
Sure.
I don't want to see anybody. I don't care if it's two men. I don't care if it's two women who look like Huey Lewis. Whatever your deal is. Because the reality is that's what they look like.
Huey Lewis and the boo.
Yeah. As they rain down. Yeah. I don't want to see two guys, two girls, a guy and a girl.
But that's naive. We're talking about TV and movies.
I don't
want to
see. Yeah, okay.
Can they right now, are we that far along, you can put a Disney movie out in cartoon, directed at 5- and 6-year-olds.
Man, check me out because I am cutting edge. I think we're that far along.
Okay. We probably should be, but I don't know if we are.
You know what? I have a person near and dear to me, mm-hmm. Who lives an alternative lifestyle.
Asking if you're ready to understand.
Right.
Asking if you're ready to explain to kids that 90% of the show.
Just give me a second.
No, I want to go off on a time.
I know. Right. So, and it's a guy. And so he's now dating another guy who has a 7- and a 9-year-old. Right. And mm-hmm. so the newly minted out
yep.
guy is explaining to his 7- and 9-year-old. And the 9-year-old boy says, "Hey, Dad, yeah, all my teachers at school are gay. I get it. Whatever. It's no big thing, Dad."
I said that to all my teachers. I didn't know all my teachers.
Yeah, you're gay. Man, you're gay. No, I'm not. Fucking 9-year-old kid. You don't know. You should see all the tail I'm taking down.
On my fucking grade 3 teacher salary.
What I'm saying is I think that 9-year-old is probably a little more cutting edge, but I think there's a great deal like that. Where there is so much more of that in life.
We tell
Dad,
kids
all my
what's
teachers
normal.
Are gay. For sure.
Yeah.
That's it. And what you think is a big deal?
They kids, probably don't.
Kids are like, psh. And if you're worried, here's the deal, right? If somebody told me when I was 11, those two guys are sleeping together, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And that doesn't make me go, you know what? I'm going to go and suck a dick right now. That's not how that works.
Brian, please capture that.
That is not how that works. Right? You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's not going to say, oof, yeah, all right. Okay, I've had a couple beers and I'm 15.
We're all just a half bottle of wine away.
and that's not what it is.
I know.
Right? And so to me.
Please, believe me, I know.
Yeah. I was totally sober when that happened. No, but so to me that is.
It's just interesting when it's Disney. There's just something about that.
And you have hit it 10 minutes ago when you said it's animated.
This isn't.
This isn't.
When it's animated and that means we're pointed right at your kid. How many it's a parental thing. Like you said, we tell kids what's normal.
So I'm Andrew, and you know what? And I'm gonna
hit your segue, man.
But so Emma Stone, right? Who played?
All her, right.
Okay, but she played Hermione in all the Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Right. She's the one who's playing the female part in Beauty and the Beast,
Belle.
So she's come under fire. It's a Vanity Fair spread or whatever it is, and she's in this short jacket, sort of a bolero kind of matador jacket with nothing else on.
In the movie?
No. Oh. No, this is just a Vanity Fair shoot.
Okay.
Right? And so she's got fairly...
Because right now you're in a Disney picture.
Right, but I'm saying this same person. So she's the film is this production of Beauty and the Beast is coming under fire for this on a separate very big issue. Yeah, because she's a fairly outspoken feminist.
Yeah,
and so people are saying, how can you do this? Look at this. You are now showing this very sexual.
Yeah.
Photo, and how can you call yourself a feminist?
Well, it seemed like two very different issues.
No,
not the gay thing, but just being feminist and being...
And so to me, I look at that and go, that's a hot photo.
Yeah.
What about that is not feminine?
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm happy with my body.
It's empowering.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, yeah, this is what I got, but I'm in charge of this. This is my deal.
Yeah. I decided this.
And so I don't get it. She's taking a lot of flack for that, right? And so...
Well, this movie may never get fucking shown.
Well, no, and so this is it, right? These two things. And so she's very from this little girl in her Harry Potter stage, right? But...
So she's still... Small-breasted. I've never seen any of the Harry Potter.
Small-breasted, which... And honestly, to me... Very hot. I'm just saying.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies. Is half the issue here that it's because she's doing the Disney thing or because she is still pretty young and from the Harry Potter movies looking up to her?
I think the deal is because she's fairly outspoken feminist.
Okay.
Right? And they're saying, well, how come you're using your body and you're doing all these things?
Right, because we've seen things like Christina Aguilera or Hilary Duff where they were kind of part of this young Disney club thing, and as soon as they're of age, they're off doing hoary shit and whatever else. Right?
Hilary Duff blowing her fiance when...
I think if you're engaged, you can blow what you want. Right?
You shouldn't do it in public where other people can video it.
Oof. Okay. Didn't know that was a thing.
You didn't know that they got
Sean Avery?
No, Mike Comrie.
No, I had no idea. Was that here in Ottawa?
No, that was the... He was still an Oiler, I think. Yeah. And,
there's what a clip of them on really a, to do in Edmonton
them on a balcony somewhere, and he gives her the ring, and she does the whole, and then immediately gobbles his knob.
Well, good for her. She's a trooper.
No longer together, but that film lasts forever.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse Club. Fucking was that her? No, she was a...
No, she was not. She was Lizzie McGuire.
That's right.
You're confusing Brittany Spears Christina Aguilera and
Miley Cyrus. All of those.
No, I don't think Miley Cyrus was ever on.
Yeah, she had that Mickey Disney Club. Show. Not yeah, Disney yeah. Mickey Mouse Club, but...
No, she was on with her dad doing their yokel thing, whatever that was.
Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Whew.
We've been all over the map, man.
Activist, yeah. There was the YouTube douchebag.
Because apparently there's some things that you can't show on YouTube, which is animal birth.
Well, no, it was, you can't show this. There's vaginas. There's all kinds of things. There's just...
Ooh, those pesky vaginas.
Well, that's honestly, there's...
I get it. People were not talking, you cannot put human vagina on YouTube. I don't... thing.
Well, no, you can't. No, well, Google it. Okay, you can, actually.
Scientific.
But then you have, you have to, there isn't, I'm not sure if X-rated is what it is, but there is adult content on YouTube.
Yes, and you have to sign
that off. You have to have an account.
Yep. And it's not porn, though they will take that shit down and whatever. So here's what happened, essentially. There is a giraffe getting ready to give birth in a zoo.
New York Zoo.
And they have decided that they will run a live YouTube stream because it's a big deal. Giraffe giving birth, and it's, you know, you can learn a lot about wildlife, and we just natural birth. We just don't have a lot of giraffes giving birth in North America. Well, so
honestly, it's crazy looking.
Yeah. So this is something that they put up as a live stream on YouTube. The guy trying to impregnate the giraffe.
Standing on a milk crate.
Damn it, woman. She's got her giant neck looking
behind her. Does it have to be this high?
What is this fucking guy looking behind her?
What?
Right. So.
Takes the whole look back to it. Totally.
Yeah. So a bunch of people get upset. I don't know if they're fucking animal activists
Absolutely animal activists. PETA
PETA won't acknowledge. PETA's normally pretty outspoken when it's them, and they won't acknowledge that they were the ones who did this, but they are the ones then saying, but, yeah, you shouldn't be doing this, and saying that it's more about animal cruelty that they're going to give birth in captivity.
Yes. So now, what is the issue? It's certainly not that they're exposing this animal or they're using it to. It comes down to zoos, no zoos. The birth really has nothing to do with any of it, right? It's people saying you shouldn't have that animal in captivity.
Well, that's PETA's deal.
That is the absolute deal. To me, the complaint isn't, they may have said you can't, because the complaint was you're showing X-rated material on YouTube.
So YouTube
pulled it.
You can report inappropriate content, and YouTube pulled it down, and then immediately within hours went, uh-oh,
yes.
Probably shouldn't have pulled this.
That's right, because there's nothing about it.
There
were 60,000 people who were subscribing to it,
waiting
for that giraffe to give birth.
And way more than that that weren't subscribed. This was one of those big things. You hear about it all the time. They give updates on the radio to this panda at the San Diego Zoo and these sorts of things.
Peregrine falcon who is nesting at blank and blank.
It becomes a thing, right? Because we don't have these animals here. It becomes a big deal when they're going to give birth. And so that's sort of what happened here. And YouTube decides, some people are uptight about it.
Well, what they said was, YouTube said, we have, and I can't remember what the number of the amount of material that's uploaded hourly.
It was hundreds of thousands per minute.
And they're saying, yeah, we get a couple complaints or a lot of complaints and we pull it.
Yeah.
And then we reevaluate.
Yeah.
Because with that much content
flowing
through. Isn't that
a douchebag fucking stance?
Which part? The YouTube stance or the other one?
The YouTube stance first and then review. No, review then pull.
I think you pull when you have that much, you have no control over it. When you allow other people to upload without your consent. Yeah, you're kind of going,
their name on it.
Yeah, that's it. What I'm saying is, you could be uploading whatever and people don't know.
And then enough people will report it. And then you can take a look and go, yeah, that should come down. That's a side point. I just think a free speech thing goes, you look at it, then decide. Don't decide, then look at it.
Free speech, though, is one thing. But if you look at the report, what do you think has to have happened? Okay, but the reports were.
For you to accidentally stumble on it.
Yeah. The reports were. The complaints initially were animal wasn't mentioned in it. It was all kinds of adult material and vaginas. Honestly, that is what they were throwing out there. And so then they went, oh my God, we can't have it. You pull it. And then you go, it's a
giraffe.
Yeah, and it's this. And so to me, I don't blame YouTube.
I ultimately don't either. That was a side.
So it's the people who are making the complaints using that avenue going, I'm going to exploit this. When reality is, if you said, I don't believe in zoos, I don't believe that people should be watching this and endorsing it. So I'm going to make a complaint down a back avenue
yeah.
to get this pulled. If you were honest
yeah.
and genuine
yeah.
in your complaints and saying, I would have to click other
and then fill out the, I don't like to see animals in captivity. Yeah,
this
well,
is it.
That's
and then
fucking,
people are like, yeah, you know what? Too bad.
We're going to take down but instead, everyone's view from the fucking.
This story is what it is because they didn't follow the proper
channel.
It's
a fucking soft cock world we live in, man, that goes, you know what? I don't want to watch a giraffe give birth, and I don't think you should be able to watch that either.
Yep. I don't want to watch a giraffe give birth either.
Apparently, a lot of people did.
No. I'm just saying.
But how many times do we see we're waiting? They put a live camera on this egg to hatch, like you said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right?
There was one downtown Ottawa here up on the top of a hotel.
Yep.
And there just happened to be a camera, and they're like, all right.
Live feed, off we go. And people get interested.
Man, people watching it in work hours. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, man, I spent a pile of time watching that.
Nothing.
Nothing. Watching
an egg sit there.
Checking in on it going, hey, what's happening with
the
egg?
Is that a bird yet? Nope.
It's still an egg, you fuckhead. Go back to work.
Omelets later.
Yeah, this is it. Oh, there's something in there. Oh, fuck. Omelets will wait.
Yeah, you know what, man? It's just, it's pathetic to me a little bit that we've long since surpassed this point of, I don't like this, so I'm going to turn the channel.
You shouldn't like it either.
Right. And now we are at, I don't like this, and fuck you if you like it. I'm making sure you can't. It's pathetic a little bit. Is there such thing as a little bit pathetic, or is it just you're pathetic?
I'm kind of pregnant.
Yeah, like that giraffe. Like, waxed teats or whatever.
Oh, I love that. That's called Saturday Night, baby. My teats are waxed.
That giraffe's ready. I don't blame the guy for climbing up the ladder.
Honestly.
She's looking hot.
It took me 3 milk crates, but I'm up there. Oh, wax teats.
Coming for you, giraffe. We should probably go.
Yeah, I think you've jumped the shark.
Oh, I've jumped. Hey, that's on next week's show. It looks like Matt's trying to jump over that shark and can't quite make it.
No, it's not. Matt's not trying to jump over the shark. I want to see Matt jump a shark. Look at Matt.
I don't.
Oh, Matt's had too many drinks.
It's the underparts. Isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. I want to see Matt wrestle down a shark.
All right. The first ever video audio whiplash. Video whiplash.
Matt jumps the shark.
It's going to be awesome. The shark jumps Matt.
that's even better.
Terrible things happen to Matt.
Matt's feeding the dolphin. And the shark jumps him.
Stick around for that. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.